Hello, and thanks for checking out Chemistry Connections on the Hopewell Valley Student Podcasting Network, a proud partner of HVSPN.com, where students come together to publish content to share with the world. The opinions represented within this episode are those of the content creators only. Please enjoy the show.
Welcome to Chemistry Connections. My name is Kai.
My name is Brando.
And we are your hosts for episode 8 for the chemistry of batteries. Today, we'll be discussing what are batteries, the different types of batteries, and the chemistry behind them. Let's start with the history of batteries. Benjamin Franklin is often credited with the experiments involving charged glass plates, which laid the groundwork for future developments in battery technology.
One of the earliest true batteries was the voltaic pile, invented by Alessandro Volta in 1800. This marks the beginning of our understanding of electric current, and it paves the way for modern battery systems.
From there, battery technology evolved to include the familiar two-cell battery systems that power many of our everyday devices today.
Now that we have a bit of history under our belts, let's move on to the fun stuff, the chemistry behind the batteries.
Now, a battery consists of one or more cells, each consisting of a cathode, which electrons are produced from, and anodes, where electrons are gained. The overall process involves redox reactions, with one half reaction occurring in one cell and a different half reaction occurring in another cell.
To make this more relatable, let's imagine a battery like a club. The anode is the entrance, where all the excited electrons come in ready to party. The cathode is the exit, where they leave after they've had their fun. Inside the club, these electrons move around, creating energy that powers your devices.
Now, let's start about the batteries you're most familiar with, which are
alkaline batteries. These batteries are commonly used in household items like remotes and flashlights. They rely on the chemical reaction between zinc and manganese dioxide. The anode is composed of zinc, which loses electrons that flow to the cathode, which is made of manganese dioxide. Both of these materials work together to keep the energy flowing, which creates a constant flow of electricity through your devices.
Next up, let's talk about the powerhouse behind your smartphones and electric vehicles, which are
lithium-ion batteries. These are prevalent in portable electronics and electric vehicles due to their high energy density. These batteries involve lithium ions moving between the anode and cathode through an electrolyte.
And finally, we have the heavy-duty batteries that get your car started, which are
lead-acid batteries. These are commonly used in automotive applications due to their ability to deliver high surge currents. These reactions involve lead, lead dioxide, and sulfuric acid.
Looking into the future, some exciting new battery technologies are on the horizon. These include solid-state batteries, lithium-sulfur batteries, graphene, and silicon anode batteries.
Now that we've explored the inner workings of batteries, let's talk about how this relates to our personal experiences.
On a personal note, we are involved in robotics, the team at Hopewell Valley Regional School District, which is an FRC team, which is FIRST Robotics. In there, we have giant robots, which are powered using lead-acid batteries. These are big and bulky because they hold a lot of charge, and they're quite heavy as well.
We also competed in RoboCup, where they're are lithium polymer batteries in use, or also called LiPo batteries. These are often used in RC cars and other recreational vehicles because they have high energy density, but unlike lead acid batteries, they're also extremely light.
And now for a quick joke. Why did the electron go to school? Because it wanted to be positive.
Thank you for joining us on this journey through the world of batteries. Before we wrap up, let's share some final thoughts and where you can find more of our content.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Chemistry Connections. For more student-run podcasts and digital content, make sure that you visit www.hvspn.com.